This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show this hour, my first guest is Elliot Gould. Now, Elliot is an Academy Award nominee, and I tell you something, he has been acting for a lot of years. We'll be here to chat about many things that he's got in the can. I think he's like 83 years old and still going strong. Later on in the hour, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian will be joining us. He's got a new show called The Big Restaurant Bet. He's put a lot of his own money on the line for this show, and it's pretty exciting. And then Dale Barra, the son of Yogi Barra, will be joining us. Baseball season starting, so we thought we'd call Dale up to talk about his father and the book that he's written about him. And then Elizabeth Warner talking about toys for Easter baskets this Easter season. And that's all this hour with Ron Cecchi Today.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court. If you or loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer, call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.org.
Back with Ron Cecchi Today. And joining us right now is an Academy Award nominee and a gentleman that's been in this business for a long, long time. He is quite the man to be reckoned with. He is what they call a real pro at his trade, and his trade has included over 100 films and a nomination for an Academy Award, as well as a Golden Globe. He's going to be starring in a TV show on the Hallmark Channel that's going to be airing. Joining us right now is none other than Elliot Gould. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Many years ago, you and I had met. You were doing a play here in Orlando with our dear friend Mary Hartley, and we had a chance to go back and chat a little bit. I'm sure you probably don't remember that.
Oh, Death Trap. Of course I do.
Death Trap, yeah.
I stayed at the hotel that had the ducks come out.
Yes, that's the Peabody Hotel.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's a great place, and it was a great show. You were excellent as you always are on stage.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction, Elliot, that the Hallmark Channel really has come out of the mold, and I've said this for the last couple, 3 years, when it comes to doing stuff for television, because they use the finest actors and actresses, and they have like a movie quality to them, and this show that you're going to be part of, called Uncorked, follows in that same vein, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a family show. It's got a wonderful cast, and I'm very privileged to be a part of it.
They have raised the bar when it comes to television movies because they use people like yourself, the real gems of our industry, and they don't seem to, like, short sheet anything when it comes to production. It could go into a movie theater.
Well, I mean, there's a very high quality and high expectations, and the unit and the team is first rate. And Jo Beth Williams, who's a great actress, she's playing opposite me, and as well as Julie Benz, who's a wonderful new actress, and I couldn't be more pleased to be participating in this.
Yeah, that's good company that you're in, and I'm sure they feel they're in good company with you. The show actually takes place at a California oak winery, of which you are one of the owners, right?
Yes, it's a family business. Our son, who's played by Scott Elrod, is a chef, and we are in wine country in Northern California, and our son meets this businesswoman that Julie Benz plays, and our son is a single father with a really charming young son who's a new actor named Gaitlin Griffith, who's terrific in the show. Mm-hmm. And then it's a family situation about these young people getting together and starting a new family.
And you play the parents of that...
We're the grand folks.
Oh, the grand folks. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're the parents of Scott Elrod.
Yes.
Who's the leading man who has a relationship with Julie Benz in it. And Scott's character has a son. I would think that the audience would enjoy watching the story.
The character that Julie Benz plays is a character that is the CFO of a major corporation, and she's got to go, from what I understand, to go kind of seal a deal with your winery, but she takes a liking to you and your wife in the movie and the son, and she's just kind of smitten with the whole atmosphere, doesn't want to go back.
Well, that's true. She's a business person, and helps us with the winery because we're not really business people. We just grow grapes and make wine, so it's a very good combination.
Did you do it in California wine country?
We did.
You know, it always chuckles me, and I know that you've probably been exposed to this many times, where they'll fly you out to California and then set up a New York scene, or fly you to New York and set up a California scene. It's a lot easier just to go to where the action is.
Well, sometimes, it's economics.
Yes.
Sometimes it's more economical to work in other places and simulate someplace. But we actually worked in wine country.
That's terrific. In the introduction, Elliot, I mentioned just a tip of the iceberg of your credits over a remarkable career. And I'm talking about huge shows like MASH and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and Ocean's 11 and a nomination for Academy Award as a Golden Globe. Is there anything that has transpired in this remarkable career that you have not done that you like to do? Because, frankly, I can't think of anything.
Well, just like most of us, if not all of us, just to continue to live, to learn, and communicate, and to work. I've always was interested in functioning and performing as an older and now hopefully much older person. And my great ambition was to be a great great grandfather. At the moment, I'm a grandfather.
Wow.
And I've learned to accept modesty. I'm a happy, healthy grandfather, and we'll see how the rest of this life and career unfolds.
Well, I tell you something, that's a very positive aspect of it. I'm sure you look at a glass that's half full rather than half empty. Probably the difference between you and I always look at the lower side of the scale, but that's a great, great attitude to take. One of the things that really, I think, impresses a lot of people about Elliot Gould is the fact that no matter what role you play, Elliot, you always seem to be very convincing in it. In other words, you can go into a comedy, you can go into something that's very heavy. I mean, you've hosted Saturday Night Live, what, six times?
That's correct.
Now,
Now, you know, that's a lot of levity there, yet you can turn around and do something very, very serious. And I think what really is the key to the admiration that people have for you is that in both instances, you're believable, which for an actor, I think, is the top of the line.
Well, I thank you. I mean, I think that life is vulnerable, and I think that, in general, an audience can identify with me and the characters that I play, and I believe there's nothing of value other than what we have to share.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to share a goodness and accomplishment. It's another thing to share a problem, and that once people are willing and capable of communicating directly like this, we could see that no one of us can have a problem that one of us didn't have before.
Right. As a producer, do you find that actors and actresses have more a rapport with instructions from you because you know the art?
Oh, I don't do that. I have produced, but I mean, like when I was able to participate in Friends, the television series,
yes,
I play a father in that, and I did 22 segments. I would never impose myself or assume or presume that I know anything more than anyone else. So we all, the friends and I, got along just great. And I think that's a big lesson for any parent or any grown-up, you know, to do one's job and not to impose a history on the rest of the people.
I would assume, though, Elliot, that when somebody's acting across you, and when Friends started, you know, these people are seasoned actors now, but they weren't when it started, had to be a little intimidating being across from you. Because let's face it, you have paid your dues and paid them well.
Well, sometimes people will say to me, look at me and say, are you serious? And I can now say I don't have to be so serious any longer. I know I'm honest.
Well,
you know,
that's a trait that you should be commended for.
Well, I've worked very, very long and hard at it, and I won't take anything for granted. And as I said, I believe what's most valuable is what we have in common.
Well, that's a great attitude to take. It really is. Now, are you still on the board of directors of the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes, we had a board meeting last night.
Well, I must tell you that this has been a treat. You've got to join us more often.
Well, great. Just tell your, this is direct. Let me know when you want to talk with me some more.
I would love to do that. And again, Uncorked will be on the Hallmark Channel, an HD original movie, and our guest has been nominated for Academy Award as well as the Golden Globe, the terrific Elliot Gould. Elliot, thank you so much for joining us, and if you're down in this neck of the woods again as you were a few years back at the Bob Carr Theater, let us know, okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll go over the Peabody and have a little
roast duck.
There you go. Love it. Thanks, Elliot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Elliot Gould has been our guest. Here's something I thought you might find interesting. Ranker, who lists everything according to rank, came out with a list of most annoying A-list actors and actresses. Now, they came up with 72 personalities after 63,000 votes. We'll run down the top 20. Number 20, Reese Witherspoon. 19, Will Ferrell. 18, Anne Hathaway. 17, Jim Carrey. 16, Sean Penn. 15, George Clooney. 14, Russell Crowe, true. 13, Eva Longoria. 12, Renee Zellweger. Number 11, Charlie Sheen. 10, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number 9, Selena Gomez. Number 8, Tori Spelling. Number 7, Kristen Stewart. Number 6, Tom Cruise. Number 5, Shia LaBeouf. Number 4, Ben Stiller. Number 3, Adam Sandler. Number 2, Angelina Jolie. Number 1, most annoying actor, Will Smith. What a surprise. And stay where you are. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnybay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today. I got good news. We got a new show coming to the Food Network, and a show that I think is going to be dynamite. It really is going to be cool. It's 6 episodes, and it premieres on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. It's also available to stream on Discovery Plus, all the episodes. Joining us right now with the big restaurant bet is one of the great celebrity chefs, Jeffrey Zakarian. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me. Lovely to talk to you.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you too, my friend, and I will tell you that you have really put your reputation and a whole lot of money on the line with this show. This show, as we mentioned in the introduction, is called The Big Restaurant Bet, and you have invested about $250,000 of your resources for a restaurant gentleman or lady to be the rising star in the restaurant world, and you got some pretty tough judges too. Tell us about it, because I know that there are, 8 contestants that are set to go in the restaurant that you have down in Florida. You have them in Atlantic City. You have them all over the place. And tell us a little bit about how the show works, because the person who wins this is going to be one lucky person.
Well, I think that, thank you so much for that intro. I think what we're doing with Big Restaurant Bet is an exciting premise. It's sort of like we have all these great chefs, and we all know how they can cook, but can they run a restaurant? Can they open their own restaurant? And they all want to. So it's like, it's their chance to get a dream restaurant with myself and my wife, helping them do all the things that they couldn't do themselves, marketing and social media, investment, knowing how to put finance together, how to run a team. I mean, it's not just cooking. All of them are great cooks. So 8 of them buy chance to get us to get behind a restaurant that they're going to open themselves and we're going to help them with. So not open yet, it's a big bet. Opening a restaurant is one of the largest gambles you could ever do, even if everything's going right.
You brought up a very interesting point and was really the first question I was going to toss out to you, and that is the business end of it. So many times people, and I know in the broadcasting business, I've owned some radio stations in the past, but you know, a lot of the people that work at stations will say, well, I can run this. They're an announcer, they're a newsman, they're one aspect of it. And then when they get into the whole business part of it, the FICA taxes and the insurance and everything else, it's another category. And in the restaurant business, it's really complicated because you have to order food, you have to know how to price it. You have to know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, you got a whole the whole spectrum. Greeting guests, what happens if you have a guest that is not happy? It's a business, and so you could be a great cook and be a lousy business person.
You were interviewing yourself.
My problem is, Jeff, I can't cook.
Well, that's okay. Right? We can handle that. But it's very exciting because it's going to show things that the viewers haven't seen. This. They think it's just, oh, yeah, you get a great chef, that's the money, and it's going to be fabulous. It's so not that. It's probably 40% food. And, you know, it's very easy to get money. Anybody can raise money. It sounds cocky, but it's not. You can raise money tomorrow. You get 10 friends together, and your parents or whatever, and you throw in XYZ. And so it's not that. So that's what everybody thinks is so tiring and hard. It's, you have leadership tenacity. You have to have, when things go wrong, and they go wrong all the time, you got to be the leader. You can't have a, you know, you can't get down. You're like never down.
You know, it's funny you should mention all that. You and I should be partners. I used to come in the morning, at very early in the morning, and, you know, the people would say, why do you come in early in the morning? Why don't you come in later? You're the boss. And I told him, I said, if I come in at 8, you're going to come in at 5 to 8. If I come in at 11, you're going to come in at 5 to 11. You know, you're the owner, you're the drummer, you set the beat. And being up all the time is really a tremendous piece of advice for people who want to get in business. Now, let's go back to some other aspects of the show, which I think are really cool. One of the things you talk about is you got to know how to handle a guest. And you've done something on this show that I think is great. Tell us about some of the people, the customers who come into the restaurant.
Well, we actually had them open, you know, they're running in the back and they're doing the food and all that stuff. Then we said, okay, we invited all these people to the front in a real restaurant and we set the whole thing up. And then we had all kinds of problems hit them. And they're real problems, you know, these are the problems. We didn't make up anything that was, you know, crazy, you know. We didn't have like a stampede of alligators come through the door. We just had people who were disagreeable come to a restaurant and act disagreeably, complain in many virtues and many ranges. And they had to run the front of the house and handle those problems, as well as handle complaints in the back and staff issues. So we created a whole hornet's nest for them to show them what it's going to be like just about every single day.
Yeah, because you have the restaurant patrons, they are actors and actresses. So I think that's a great idea because, you know, you could be out on the floor for 3 weeks and never have a complaint. So you got to have experience in that arena. How did you get started in the restaurant business, Jeffrey? Because you have been extremely successful, as I mentioned before, restaurants in New York City, Atlantic City, and Miami.
Yeah, we, not by accident, it's something that you first have to start by loving what you do. And I had parents that raised me with great food. They cooked everything fresh. And, you know, I got the bug early. I wasn't a chef or a cook, but I loved eating part of it all. So then once I decided to go to Europe for a year, just before I went off to graduate school, I fell in love with the whole culture of France and Europe and cooking and eating and taking 2 hours for lunch. It was very much a different world over there. So I came back and decided to be a chef. And I went to culinary school at Hyde Park, changed my career, and that was in 1982.
I always say that the restaurant business probably, and I'm not saying this because you're on the air with me, is probably one of the toughest businesses to be in. It's because what happens behind the scenes. I mean, if you lose a main person during a busy hour, that's tough. Ordering food, I think that's an art to order food for a restaurant because you have to know what people are going to buy and what they're going to choose off the menu. And by the way, fixing up the menu and making it attractive is one of the aspects that you do when you compete here in the show, The Big Restaurant Bet.
Yeah, it's very, very, you know, it's daunting at best, but if you don't have a passion, and we look for people who have that passion, and so one of the contestants is going to have the passion and is going to be able to go through all this nonsense and come out with some sort of personality that can do it. And it doesn't mean that they're going to be successful. It's just like, okay, now you have what it takes. Now you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's a very different world.
Yeah, you can put on the uniform, but can you play the game? Well, we're very excited for your new venture. It premieres now Tuesday on, of course, the Food Network, and it will be on at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Also, it will stream on Disney Plus every episode. And I wish you much luck with the show. And Jeffrey, come on back and join us anytime. You're a fascinating guy. I love people who succeed in business, and you are certainly on that list.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your letting me talk to your audience. I'm very grateful, and thank you for tuning in.
Sounds good, Jeffrey. We're going to do that. And our guest has been Jeffrey Zakarian. Before we go on, I certainly could not let this week's show pass without mentioning the passing of one of rock and roll's real legends, Bobby Rydell. Bobby was a very talented man. He had a tremendous personality. He not only sang good, he was a very good actor, never really had a desire to be an actor, but kind of fell into it and did extremely good at being on the big screen and on television shows. Had a very tough life. His wife passed away. He had an alcoholic problem, and then he had a liver and kidney transplant, but later on got back together and toured extensively for many years with Fabian.
Vivian and Frankie Avalon being the golden boys. Bobby Rydell, they lost him at 79 years old over this past weekend. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station that killed dozens on Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike, 100 were injured. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Fantastic to see you. How are you? You're looking well.
Yes.
Unbelievable considering what you did.
Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the country. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Zedgy today. Well, since the 2022 baseball season has officially started, I thought it was appropriate to bring back one of our guests, a friend of ours on the show, who has a book out right now that I highly recommend. And it's penned by a gentleman who is a former Major League Baseball infielder who played for the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros between 77 and 87. And his dad certainly is one legend. Joining us right now with the book called My Dad Yogi is Dale Vera. Hi, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
This is a great book, and it had to be either very therapeutic to write or very difficult to write. What was it?
Well, it was both of them. You've said it right. You know, enough books had been done about my dad's life, from baseball and the quotes. There had never been a book about his life or our lives as kids and how he affected our lives. So we wanted to give the family perspective. So I thought it was important to write this book and talk about what a great father he was and what an innate person he was.
Yeah. You talked about the relationship you had with him, and it was a very close Italian relationship, as we had in my family, because I'm Italian also. But was it difficult when he was away from home for the family so many days when he was playing ball?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, Ron. Dad was never traded. I mean, how many guys do you know play 18 consecutive years and, by the way, make 18 consecutive All-Star teams? Pretty good. And not get traded. So we lived in the same house, in the same town. Dad came home every night after the games. And we ate every night together as a family. And in the off-season, he was home all day, every day, because he didn't go away. Many of the players in those days at times had to work in the off-season, as Dad did. And so he was only really gone on road trips, a week at a time for road trips, and we would go to spring training with him. So, truthfully, he was home a lot.
I didn't realize that. Now, he was with the Yankees in 10 World Series championships. He was a World War II veteran and a first-generation Italian immigrant. But he was with the Yankees during the heyday of baseball. I mean, there were Mickey Mantle, your dad, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, I don't know if there's superstars like that anymore. When you went into baseball, Dale, did they expect a lot of you because of your father? I've asked that question to Frank Sinatra Jr., to Roy Rogers Jr. When somebody goes into an occupation that their parents are very successful in, sometimes the expectations are so high that it's hard to live up to it.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. Incredibly, I can safely say that we certainly know in retrospect we were privileged kids, but my dad raised us in such a way that we did not feel special. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, but Dad was such an innate, genuine, unaffected person. He made people, without trying, feel great about themselves. He was the person that when a person met him, they said, "Oh my God, he's just a regular guy."
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you live with that, growing up in the same town your whole life, you just become a normal kid. Now, I know looking back on that, that sounds funny, but we never felt pressure. My brothers and I, many times from the stands, I'd hear someone yell, "You'll never be as good as your old man." And I would think to myself, you know what? Who will?
Wow.
And I never had or thought about the pressure. Dad didn't teach us the game. Dad didn't play with us. He'd come up the driveway and I'd say, "Dad, play catch with me." He'd say, "That's what you got brothers for."
Yeah.
I think he did it to keep the pressure off us. And the only pressure that I ever really felt was because I was a first round draft choice. So when I reported to the minor leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates, nobody cared that I was Yogi Berra's son. What they cared about was watching number one play and seeing if I could live up to that status. So that was the pressure for me.
And I've talked to, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of children of famous people. Roy Rogers Jr. said, you know, because of the fact that people like Roy Rogers, people that are involved with appealing to the youth,
like your dad, and he appealed to every demographic, but the youth idolized him too, that sometimes kids can be tough on you. Yeah, your dad's a baseball player, all this other stuff. You didn't have that kind of pressure, which is great, because that is...
It's almost an uncanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's part of the book. It's part of what I write about in the book, how dad could have performed that, how dad treated the tailor and the landscaper exactly the same way as he would treat a CEO from Wall Street. He did it without trying. And the people perceived that. My God, this guy is treating me like the same respect as he would anybody else. And he did it naturally, and people felt it. We didn't know it, but it rubbed off on us.
Let's talk about you personally in the book, because you wrote this book, but you also had the help of your brothers, I think your oldest daughter. You say that here you were, 20 years old, great future ahead of you, great genes, cut short when you started using drugs, cocaine, all right, which really took a slow toll on your promising career. How did your father handle that, being an Italian immigrant, straight shooter, and proud of his sons? What was his reaction, Dale?
He trusted me. I write in a book about where he would say to me, "Are you okay, kid?" And I would say, "Yeah, I'm all right, Dad." This book is about making a choice and playing Russian roulette with your life when you take the chance of using a drug. The mind is so strong, it will tell you you're okay when you're not. And I really believe that I was okay. One night, New Year's Eve, early 80s, I was an innocent kid. I come home from baseball and everybody's doing cocaine. All my friends are doing it. I can't go to a party without seeing it all over the place. So what do? This obsessive compulsive kid tries it. And you know what? I liked it. I liked it too damn much. And Father instilled in me the principles of being on time, being honest, never missing a game, never missing a bus, never missing an engagement. And I incorporated that into my responsible, quote, drug use, cocaine use. Mm-hmm. I thought I was being responsible because I never played a game on it, because I never woke up to it. I thought I was a responsible user.
Yeah.
That was my brain telling me that I was okay when I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late, because it took the split second timing away that you need to play this game at a high level. You miss too many nights sleep, or you stay up too late too many times in the off season. All you have to do is lose 1 millisecond of that split timing, and you lose the geometry it takes to make that play in the field naturally.
Wow.
And you lose that ability to hit that 98 mile an hour fastball on the button, so you hit it a little bit on the label or off the end. What it took from me was, I think, an all-star career when I look back on it. I played 9 years. I'm proud of what I did. I won a World Series ring. Could have been better.
Little witty things. It ain't over till it's over. When you come to the fork in the road, take it. Were these planned, or was that just your dad's mind?
Oh, no. He said he had no idea. He said them completely naturally. You can't hit and think at the same time. Being in the zone when you're not thinking.
There you go.
It's when you're completely on autopilot. He was completely unafraid of failure.
Yeah. Well,
he thought the pitcher was in trouble when he went up. He didn't think, how am I going to hit this guy? He thought, this guy's in trouble. The reputation for being a bad ball hitter. And he said, yeah, I like him bad, but don't throw it down the middle either. He was just an amazing player.
And this is the dumbest question, but I got to end with this, okay? Did he ever say anything about the cartoon character being named after him?
You know what? He didn't care. That's another thing. We as kids, we knew that we named after Dad, but he never said a word about it.
Yeah.
Later on in our life, that he couldn't collect money from it because Yogi is not his real name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
If the bear was named Lawrence Bear, then maybe he could have gotten some money off it. Because it wasn't his real name, he didn't collect any money from it, and he didn't really care. But we all know that the bear was named after Dad.
Well, Dale, it's a great book. I invite you to come back, really. Your dad was a sensational person. You are stand-up guy, and the name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, as penned by his son, Dale Barrett. My son lives in St. Louis, and your dad, of course, it was the king of the hill over there in the Italian section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
The hill dad was absolutely, he was the one that everybody followed around.
Yep.
Dad, Joe Gradiola, Jack Buck, there's three Hall of Famers that lived on the hill when Dad was growing up.
Yeah, that's great.
And they all followed Dad because Dad was the leader. Dad was the boss.
Hey, Dale, thanks for joining us.
You have a good day, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Dale, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Dale Berra, of course, the son of legendary Yogi Berra. The name of the book is My Dad, Yogi. And we lost Yogi Berra back in September of 2015. He was 90 years old. Don't forget, it ain't over till it's over, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
across the United States and around the world. And we're back with more with our show. And joining us right now is someone that we always enjoy having. She's become a very close friend of ours on the show and off. And she is the lady to watch, according to the American toy industry, in the toy business. And joining us right now, just in time for Easter, one of the big toy seasons of the year, is Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you? Welcome to the show. Happy springtime.
Thank you, Ron. I just love you. And thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited to talk with you today.
Well, Elizabeth, it's always great when you are here. And I will tell you that the last time we chatted was just a couple of weeks back. And you had mentioned the fact that this time, Easter is a big, big toy giving season. And now that spring is here and Easter is almost here, just days away, give us some great ideas for the youngsters in our life, including some that, as you know, and you and I have talked about in the past, not only make children have fun, but make them learn.
Yes, so I have a great group of items to share with you today. I think, Ron, we can start off with the issue with candy in the baskets. We all know the kids love it, but we want to have some good candy alternatives, but we also want to have something that helps the kids after they eat all that candy. So, the Elmo Bright Brush by Play Monster. Now, this is a toothbrush that's battery-operated, designed for our kids. They are actually run on a mission to make our kids love brushing their teeth by having Elmo play games and sing with them. So Elmo is actually on the toothbrush. You can hear that Elmo telling them to brush up and down. And now the kids are playing games with Elmo as they're brushing their teeth. He's giggling. They're playing instruments. It's just so much fun. So we're not going to have to struggle to get them to brush anymore. There are four built-in games and songs. There is fun sonic vibration, which we know as adults, sonic toothbrushes really help clean the teeth. And it even has lights run, and the lights are designed to show parents and kids to know if they've actually brushed correctly. So it is just unbelievable that this could be a toothbrush and have so many wonderful things built in.
See, that's what's cool, because when I was a kid, all I had was a toothbrush, and it wasn't fun. You know, you go out and brush your teeth, you know, like saying go outside and cut the grass. You know, there's no high point to it. But that's great. Now, what about educational items for, let's say, preschoolers? Because, and let's talk about the language, vocabulary, because my one son, when he was very, very young, preschool, he had a little trouble with vocabulary. Now you can't shut him up. But back then, it was an issue. How do you get around that?
Yes. You know, it's interesting that you say that. My dad did not say his first word until he was 4 years old, and he is now a doctor. So,
wow.
But some kids have a little bit of a delay. Some kids speak earlier, but LeapFrog is there to help parents with kids with all ranges of language. So they've come out with a line called 100 Words Books. And these are books that help children with their vocabulary, which we know is the foundation of reading. So these books are interactive. So when I touch different areas on the pages of these books, it identifies what the children are looking at. So it might say popcorn, if that's what it is. So they're learning the vocabulary. But in addition to the vocabulary, they're also sneaking in some other great learning, like colors and counting and more in English and Spanish. They have really fun themes. One of them is about places I go, and this one explores words from places that kids love to visit, like parks, farms, beaches. So it's really relatable to kids, and it makes it fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, you know, my two grandchildren, who are 8 and 6, you have to read them a story every night before they go to bed, which is great. Now they're at the point where they can read it themselves, but they still want you there to hear it. But there's a new way that story time for kids can really be enhanced. And I know that you probably have the answer to that question.
That's right. Well, story time was by far my favorite time of the day with my kids, and I will always cherish those memories. So I'm always looking for fun things to make it even more exciting. There's something called ReadyLand Alexa Interactive Books. Now, kids love Alexa. They aren't going to believe what they can do with her now. You see, Ron, what's amazing about this is now kids can actually talk to and play games with the characters in books. So these books work with Alexa to create really magical, interactive audio experiences. The kids get to become become a part of the story. The story changes every time we read it. So now when we snuggle up for story time, our books are really going to come to life and take our kids, and us, of course, on really fun adventures.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, here's a pet peeve that I have, okay? And I guess every generation has one. You know, maybe back when we were growing up, they didn't like the slinky or the hula hoop. You know, your grandparents say, what are you doing that for? But this is the one that really bothers me. A lot of the great toys that are out there right now do not take you outside. I got to be honest. I live in a neighborhood that I thought was basically adults. When school time comes around, all these kids go to the bus stop. I never see them all summer long. They're all inside. What is a game? What is a function? What is there out there that you can put in an Easter basket that will take kids outside?
Oh, Ron, I agree with you so much. That fresh air, that fun that we used to have as kids outside, and all we had was like kick the can or red light, green light, right? So now I found something called the Gel Blaster Surge. Now this is going to be a really hot trend, the big talk of the summer. I want you to head to gelblaster.com to check out this brand new high-tech approach to play. It is so cool that it will remind the kids of the video games they play, but it'll get them running outdoors right away. So Ron, the creator of this is a father of two boys who were 8 and 12, and he was inspired to design a blaster that his kids and their friends would have lots of fun with. Well, not only did the kids love it, but guess what? So did the parents and the neighbors. So the gelets that actually come out of the blaster are eco-friendly, they're water-based, they don't stain, they're non-toxic. And all we have to do is add a little water to the gelets. They puff right up, and they're ready for play. So definitely keep your eyes out for these, and it will bring on that adrenaline, action-packed backyard fun.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking the other day that my parents used to tell me when it rained was the only time that I could stay in the house. The rest of the time, go outside and play. And I think that's great. What about some creative crafts?
That's great. Yes, so I tell people during the summer that my favorite thing is to have both indoors and outdoors areas for the children to be creative. So that's what you want. You want a little area with a desk, with a bench, with crayons, with markers, with paper, with scissors, cotton balls, lots of fun things to do. And outdoors, make sure you have that chalk.
You got to have the chalk. That's exactly right. You're like Easter Bunny. You know that, Elizabeth?
Well, thank you. And I want to say thank you so much for having me today, Ron. It's always my pleasure.
Well, it's mine, too. And I hope that you have a great spring. You deserve it. And I know, looking into my little crystal ball, that Elizabeth Warner will be back with us soon. Elizabeth Warner, toy expert. And, of course, Easter is just around the corner. So great ideas for that Easter basket. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, Parker Wallace, chatting about food ideas for Easter. I also want to thank Academy Award nominee Elliot Gould, Chef Jeffrey Zakarian, who has a new show called Big Restaurant Vet, Dale Vera, a baseball player in his own right, but of course the son of Yogi Vera. 2022 season has begun, and Elizabeth Warner talking about toys for Easter basket. Well, look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.